Don't forget, obviously, I forgot to make the announcement sheet, but this Sunday we're going to have Sunday night service because it's the first Sunday of the month. Amen. So if you got a book last week, go ahead and bring that this Sunday. Amen. And y'all know everything in the bookstore is on sale. What's that? $5 or less. Yes. If you can talk them down, talk them down. Amen. Because that place is going to be empty by this Sunday. So if you want something, I'd suggest you get it quickly. Because we're going to get more, what's the word? Inventory, new inventory in there. Amen. Amen. Anybody want a medium Spirit Life shirt? Medium? Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Anybody want a small one? Anybody want an extra large one? Yeah. I give it to them too. Sorry. If y'all didn't raise your hand fast enough. Did you? Well, that's the small. Extra large. Thank you.
Exciting. We have some exciting stuff happening. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. We are going to pray and get into the Word. Father God, thank you, Lord, for this time tonight. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for meeting us here like you always do. Thank you for leading us and guiding us and teaching us, Lord, that we will have ears to hear, that we will receive it by faith right now, everything that you have for us. That your word is active, it is powerful, it is life-changing, it is delivering, it is freeing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And we will take it out these doors to a lost and dying world so that they can meet the love of Jesus that we have found in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. All right, let's turn over to Amos. Yeah, that's probably the one that's kind of stuck together. We don't usually go over there, but there's a really interesting scripture. And over this weekend a little bit, we were able to spend some time with some friends and started talking about some of these things that we're going to go over tonight. And it just started kind of growing and kind of just bubbling up. The Holy Spirit just stirring things up. Let's go to Amos 9:13. Thank you, Miss Tiana. Sorry. Amos 9:13. And let's just do King James Version, and we're going to do some other versions with this also. Glory to God. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the tender of the grapes, him that soweth seed, and the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. That's kind of deep. Where are we going with this? Let's go over to the NLT version. Glory to God. God has something for us tonight. Amen. The time will come, says the Lord, when the grain and the grapes will grow faster than they can be harvested. Hallelujah. Then the terraced vineyards on the hills of Israel will drip with sweet wine. Glory to God, that sounds like overflow. That sounds like there's something happening quickly. Amen? When the grains and the grapes will grow faster than they can be harvested. Wow. Let's go over to the Message translation. Glory to God. Yes, indeed, it won't be long now, God's decree. Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the other. How many knows that? That's kind of what we've been feeling like all last year and this year. Things are happening quickly. It says you won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once, and everywhere you look, blessings. Glory to God. Blessings like wine pouring off mountains and hills. I'll make everything right again for my people Israel. Glory. Can we give God a shout? Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We receive that. We receive that for ourselves and our family. We receive that for this nation. Glory to God. We receive that for the church. Amen. Hallelujah. We are in a time of acceleration. How many can feel that? We are in a time of acceleration. We really are. We're in a time of supernatural acceleration. We've already been feeling this with the church and the different things that we are doing. There is a time, we are in a time of the supernatural acceleration. This is interesting. I did find this. This is kind of a natural example of acceleration. Like any plant, to flourish, the Chinese bamboo tree requires nurturing. Water, fertile soil, sunshine. In the first year, there are no visible signs of activity or development. The second year, again, no growth above the soil. The third and fourth, still no sign. Who would have gave up by then? Third and fourth year? Oh, goodness. Patience is tested, and we begin to wonder if our efforts will ever be rewarded. Finally, in the fifth year, the Chinese bamboo tree grows 80 feet in 6 weeks. 80 feet in 6 weeks. So the question is, does the Chinese bamboo tree really grow 80 feet in 6 weeks? Did it lie dormant for 4 years only to grow exponentially in the fifth year? Or was the little tree growing underground, developing a root system and a stable base strong enough to support its potential for exponential growth? Hallelujah. If the tree had not developed a strong, unseen foundation, it could not have sustained its life. Woo! Hallelujah. Whoop, sorry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It cannot sustain its life as it grows. Glory to God. Spirit Life Church, I know for here at Spirit Life Church, we have had wonderful time of foundation and building foundation and being discipled and getting that foundation stable. We have had those years of doing that. But now, glory to God. Hallelujah. It's time for acceleration. Amen. Yes. Glory to God. Woo. All right. What is acceleration? So these are a little bit technical. Acceleration, the rate of change of velocity per unit of time. So I'm reading this thinking, I don't even know what velocity means. Okay, what does velocity mean now? Velocity is the equivalent of a specification of an object's speed, all right, and direction of motion. So speed and motion equals velocity, which in turn is acceleration when there is something is in a change of velocity per unit of time. So acceleration has a time element. Acceleration has a time element connected to it. But velocity deals with speed. What is speed? Speed has to do with energy in motion. There has to be some kind of energy that ignites some kind of motion. Hallelujah. We know that in our life as the Holy Spirit, as the power of God on our life. Amen. Glory to God. So when we say acceleration, we see the power of the Holy Spirit moving with speed and motion in a time frame. But since we're talking about supernatural acceleration, we know God doesn't deal in our time frame. Hallelujah. God does not deal in our time frame. And we're going to look up some scriptures and we're going to talk about that tonight. Hallelujah.
Speaking about supernatural acceleration, you know, some of us might think, well, what does that have to do with me? Any of y'all read about Brother Copeland lately? Y'all know what he did? He sent his personal jet over to Afghanistan. Yes, and he also gave them $15 million to help get it done, to help get the Christians out of Afghanistan. And so then when, as Christians, Satan keeps saying, well, you know, you can't have money. You know, money's the root of all evil. And so Christians just continued to believe that throughout these years. But Brother Copeland would not believe that. He wouldn't go along with the group, even though everybody kept criticizing him. He had never speak against them. He stayed in love the whole time, and he kept doing what God asked him to do. And now when God needed somebody, he said, here I am. What do you need me to do? He said, you got the planes, you have the ability, and you have the finances. Go get my people. See, and so as Christians, this is a great example of why we need to be what we need to do in the earth. Well, Christians don't need money. Honestly, we do. Look how many Christians that got saved over there as he sent his plane over there. Amen.
Hallelujah. Puts a whole new spin on blessed to be a blessing. Amen. Blessed to be a blessing. Glory to God. We need to step into that so when the time calls that we can be a blessing and save people's lives and get people moved around so we everybody else left them or whatever, but the church is coming in. Church is flying in. Church is doing what they need to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Supernatural acceleration. Glory to God. Let's look at some scriptures here. Let's go down to John 6:16. These are some interesting scriptures to look at because sometimes we don't go over these things. Sometimes on a Sunday morning, people are at some different spiritual levels, and sometimes the kind of stuff goes over their head or gets a little wacky or they take it out of context or things like that. But you guys on the Wednesday night crowd, hallelujah, we can get into some stuff. Amen? All right, John 6:16. And when even was now come, his disciples went down into the sea. Next. And entered into a ship and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, which is also 3 to 4 miles, all right, so they've only rowed about 3 to 4 miles, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. But he saith unto them, it is I, do not be afraid. Glory to God. Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. All right, some interesting things here. I looked up how far was the distance of the Galilee Sea. It is actually 9 miles. They were supposed to be traveling about 9 miles. They had already rowed for 3 to 4 miles. That means they still have a gap to get there. But in verse 21, then they willingly received him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land where they were going. Immediately. Huh. Now, I don't think talking about, you know, supernatural acceleration, I don't think they got in the boat, Jesus got it, you know, they're going like real fast, like turns into a speedboat or something. I don't think it's like that. I think God works out of the time frame that we think of time as being. Glory to God. There's no way to naturally explain something like that except for supernatural acceleration. Amen. Hallelujah. Also in here, I just love how it says willingly accept Jesus. They willingly received Jesus into their boat. They willingly received him. There was a middle of a storm. Thought it was going to be a nice little boat ride over to the other side. storm arose. How many feels like that in life sometimes? Everything's looking good. All of a sudden, something comes up again. We need to let Jesus in. Amen. Jesus, come on into my boat. I need you right here, right now. And the nice thing is, we can have supernatural acceleration through those things. We do not have to be in the storm forever. Okay, church, we do not have to be in the storm forever. Do not be in the storm forever. If this keeps on continually happening and you're always at the bottom of the barrel and there is, we need to relook at some things. We need to get some things figured out because Jesus does not want you there. We are the head and not the tail. Amen? And we need to be seeing that evident in our life. Glory to God. All right, let's go over here to 1 Kings 18:46. This is another one that we kind of know, but nice to look at in this kind of instance, supernatural acceleration. 1 Kings 18:46. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. This is the story where Elijah and a servant, Elijah kept on having his servant go all the way up the mountain, come all the way back down. Finally, there was a cloud the size of a man's hand, and he turns around and says, "It's gonna rain." It's gonna rain, and it did. Interesting thing. Today I looked up how fast can a horse really run. So an exponentially fit and trained endurance horse can travel 20 miles in about 1.5 hours. Okay, so I looked up how far he actually ran, and some commentary said he ran for about 20 miles. So then I looked up, there's the Olympics just recently and different things happening. Kind of compared it to a marathon. A marathon, I think, is 26 miles, if I think off the top of my head. So a little bit comparable, but the fastest marathon that has ever been ran was 2 hours and 1 minute. So could this marathon runner, and this is 2018, could this man have ran that in a hour and a half faster than, he would probably be keeping up with the horse, but would he have outran the horse like Elijah did? It says that he outran the horse. So what is that? Supernatural acceleration. Did he have to do something? Yeah, he girded up his loins. He said, "Here we go," and he started to run. He had to do something. It wasn't like our first example, you know, God just kind of translated them from one place to another perhaps. But he had to do something. He girded up his loins. He ran. But there was this supernatural acceleration, this compaction of time that happened where he did his part and God did his part. Amen? Supernaturally. Glory to God. The hand of the Lord was on Elisha. But we don't just have the hand of the Lord on us. Glory to God. We have the power of the Holy Spirit in us. We have the power of the Holy Spirit in us. Think about how much more we should be seeing this in our life. This supernatural acceleration in our life. We need to be seeing this. And I believe we are. We are really there at a time. All right, for instance, I don't know if I told you guys this story or not with Layla and I at the airport. Did I tell you guys this, or was it just family? All right, so I took my oldest daughter, Layla, down to Jacksonville, Florida. She's going to college down there. Well, when we got on the plane took off late, so it was about 35 minutes late. We only had, originally, we only had one, it wasn't even a layover, it was just a changing connection flight where you get off one flight, you get on the next one. Wasn't even a layover. Well, since our first plane was late, we missed our connection flight. So we got over there and didn't really realize this, but now the next flight to take off and we were in Chicago, by the way, you know, so we're there and we're supposed to take another flight over. So we're in Chicago and the next flight out isn't until 5 o'clock the next morning. So that means the hotel room that I had already bought waiting for me in Jacksonville, that you know, I'm thinking, okay, that money's going to go down the drain. And now I have to pay for more. Now I have to get an Uber, and I have to pay for it. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. That sounds like lack. That sounds like the devourer. And I don't want to pay for that. So I said, and so we prayed. We prayed, and we said, you know, God, do what you need to do. Get us on that plane. And I sent my angels out according to Hebrews, and I said, do what you need to do. Literally after we prayed that, you guys, maybe 5 seconds after that, ding, they just found a bolt that's loose on the plane. So we're going to have to be here for a couple minutes till they figure that out. Now, I'm not saying, you know, they undid the bolt or something. I'm saying God revealed that a little tiny bolt that probably wouldn't make any kind of difference that was finally revealed right then, right there after we prayed. Glory to God. So at this point, we were trying to figure out, okay, at this point, they said we can be on standby for another flight. Okay, so we could be on standby. There was four other people in front of us to get on the standby. So, and then Layla and I have to get in. So we're naturally, we're thinking, great, it's going to be 5 o'clock in the morning. We have to go out of here. We have to come back and everything. I'm like, no. So we decided, no, we're going to stay around. We're going to see if we can get on this plane, because I know that I prayed. I sent my angels out, and we're going to still see this happen. So here we are waiting for standby as they're trying to fix this bolt. So I really had, really the Holy Spirit said, get up, do what you need to do, go to the restroom, do what you need to do, get back here and stand by them over there at the desk. You know how they have those flight desks, right? So we did. I'm like, Lord, there's four people. They need 6 spots to open up. It's a full plane. Well, it took about 40 minutes or so, and he announced again, ding, he announced again that now about 10 of you, whoever is going here and whoever is going there, have missed their connection flight. So go up to the desk and see where the other flights are. So about 10 people had to get out of line. Hallelujah. And Layla and I are watching this happen like, woo, like, you know, yeah. it was just so funny. And so we were able to get right on that plane. Hallelujah. And God made a way for us. Glory to God. Supernatural acceleration. I don't have to have lack and the devourer come into my life. I don't have to wait around till 5 o'clock just because there was some kind of, you know, wind hurting the plane or whatever. Glory to God. We can take our authority. Amen. All right, let's go to Acts 8:39. Acts 8:39. Let's back it up just a little bit. Can we go to Acts 8:35? Somewhere right around there. All right, let's go back a little bit more. Maybe about Acts 8:30. All right, so Philip is having this situation happen with this eunuch. And this eunuch is asking God, God, I want to know you. I want to know more about you. And right here, we'll just pick up. And Philip ran hither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah. So this eunuch's reading this word, but he can't understand it. And he said, understandeth thou what thou readest? If we can, Miss Tiana, can we just turn that to New King James Version, please? I usually always do New King James Version. It helps me, especially if I'm reading aloud in front of people. Hallelujah. All right. All right, and he said, how can I, unless someone guides me? And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. All right, let's keep on going. The place in the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearers is silent. So he opened not his mouth. That's the scripture he was reading from. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away, and who he will declare his generation, for his life is taken from earth. So this eunuch's reading this. So the eunuch answered Philip and said, I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this, of himself or of some other man? Do we know who that man that scripture was talking about? Amen. Glory to God. Philip opened his mouth and began at the scripture, preached Jesus to him. Hallelujah. And let's go. And now as they went down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?" Glory to God, he's excited about this. Then Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Hallelujah. So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and his eunuch went down to the water, and he baptized him. Now, this is the scripture that I wanted to get to. Now, when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passed through. He preached with all the cities until he came to Caesarea. I looked that up. He was found 30 miles away from that event where the Lord placed him to hear the eunuch, to this man's heart, wanting to know this man Jesus, wanting to be baptized, and God was able to move him from that place and then somewhere else. Glory to God. Supernatural acceleration. It's interesting to look at. It's one of those things. We don't normally go through some of these things, read some of these scriptures, but it is in there. Hallelujah. It's one of those things, God's will. We can't, there's no formula to it or anything else like that, but I know that God will use us where God needs us to be used. Amen? I do know that. Let's go to Nehemiah 6:16. The wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. I really wanted to look up some really interesting facts of different scientists and different findings and different things throughout history. I didn't have enough time to do all of that because the wisdom of God can have supernatural acceleration. We can have we are supposed to be having the wisdom of God in our life. Glory to God. Nehemiah 6:16. "And it happened when all our enemies heard of it, and all the nations around us saw these things, that they were very disheartened in their own eyes. For they perceived that this work was done by our God." Hallelujah. Let's the NLT version. I like that. "When our enemies and the surrounding nations heard about it, they were frightened and humiliated. They realized this work had been done with the help of our Lord." In Nehemiah, they were building a wall and doing some things. And God gave Nehemiah the wisdom to know how to accelerate this, how to build this wall efficiently and quickly. And it said it humiliated and frightened other nations because it was done so quickly, so fast, hallelujah, so accurately. And they also realized this work was done by the help of our God. Where does the glory go? The glory goes to God. Amen? So we need to stop doing things on our own. Why do we think we can just do things on our own? It's better with God. Let Jesus in your boat. He's going to help you. Amen? Let him into your life. We can also talk about Mark 11:20, the fig tree. Mark 11:20. "Now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots." Supernatural acceleration. Supernatural acceleration. Amen? It dried up from the roots the very next day. And we have talked about this whole story where this wasn't, I think fig tree maybe sounds like twig in my mind. And so I think about this little tree that's maybe this high. It is not. They saw the tree from afar off. That was a big tree. It wasn't this little twig. It was a huge tree that they saw from afar off. And in a day, really in a day, it had withered up from the roots. Naturally, that would be impossible. You wouldn't really know if there was something wrong with it until, months down the road or a year, whatever, for something that big. Within a day. Supernatural acceleration. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We do need to start developing this side of faith. connected with the words immediately, connected with the words acceleration, connected with those kind of things that we see in the Bible. How many times have we seen in the Bible where immediately Jesus, you know, immediately the person was healed, immediately the someone was delivered, immediately, overnight, the tree withered. We need to get to that place where we're not just believing God to, you know, tarry for the Lord or something like that. We need to get to the place where we are believing that when we say something, it really happens. It happens immediately. We need to be developing that. The speed of faith. We need to be developing that speed of faith. Luke 5, which Earl had already talked about, how about in the boat? Peter in the boat, which he read it earlier. Glory to God. He caught the amount of fish in one day that someone would normally catch in a year. Now, it could have even been more. They don't really know. They don't know exactly how big the boats were. They don't know how many friends he called over. They don't really know those kind of things. But it's interesting to think that from what he caught in one day was something in a year, was that financial blessing that overtook him in a year. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So financially also, not just with our healing, seeing things immediately, not just seeing other things happen and getting out of the storms of life and different things, but financially also. Hallelujah. And we are in this day now. We are seeing it now. There are things happening now that the word of the Lord tonight is supernatural acceleration. Hallelujah. And we need to be receiving that and seeing it in every area. We have moved into a place where the speaking of a word and the manifestation of the word are instantaneous. That is a quote. That is a quote. We have moved into a place where the speaking of a word and the manifestation of the word are instantaneous. And we will be seeing that more and more because we're going to be developing that on the inside of us and building up our faith. Amen? Let's go to Levi 16:21. Oh, Leviticus. Thank you. I shortened it. Thank you. Leviticus. Is there a book? No. You guys are awake. That's awesome. Leviticus 16:21. I do want to do the King James Version in this one, and then I'm going to go to Amplified. And then I'm going to go to another one, but let's start with the King James Version with this one. And Aaron, okay, so this is in the Book of the Laws, and it's telling them how to do the atonement. And there are scapegoats where after the priest comes out of the holies of holies, he puts the blood on the scapegoat and then they release the scapegoats and one goes one way and one goes the other way. And there's a significance in that for what Jesus did for us when he died for us. Amen. All right, so he's talking about this, but it's a lot going on. It's very long. I'm just going to read this one right here. And Aaron shall lay both his hands upon the head of the live goat and confess over him all the iniquities of the children of Israel and all their transgressions in all their sins, putting them upon the head of the goat, and shall send him away by the hand of a fit man in the wilderness. Now, what I'm trying to get to is that word fit man. This is really interesting. Let's go to the Amplified Version in this. And Aaron shall lay both his hands upon the head of the live goat and confess over him and all the iniquities of the Israelites and all their transgressions, all their sins, and he shall put them upon the head of the goat, the sin bearer, and send him away into the wilderness by the hand of a man who is timely, who is ready, who is fit. Let's go to the NASB, if you can look that one, because I really liked how, and you can just go to this second page right here at the very end. I'm not sure if you have that one back there. All right. And send it away into the wilderness by the hand of a man who stands in readiness. Stands in readiness. What I'm trying to get to with that is that, yes, Jesus came. Yes, our sins are forgiven, but we still have a part to play. He is looking for a man that is standing, and a woman. When we see man in the Word of God, it's mankind. He's looking for somebody that's ready. And are we really ready for things like this that we talked about tonight? Not just a feel-good kind of message. That's always good, and we love those. And there's a time and place for that. But something a little bit deeper, something that God's trying to get into the body of Christ, something like supernatural acceleration. But are we really ready? Do we have that foundation? Kind of like we saw with the Chinese bamboo tree. Do we have that foundation, that steadiness that we need to have if supernatural acceleration was really to hit our life? Do we have the character to be able to handle that kind of responsibility? Are we ready for some of these things? Are we ready for that? And really, we have to ask the Holy Spirit on the inside of us, because He's going to reveal it to us. It's interesting with momentum, with acceleration. The faster you get, the easier it is to get faster. And we are here. We have this foundation. We have things going. We are going fast. And now God's able to get us to a place where we can even go faster, be able to handle some different things, be able to do different things, because we're already there. Instead of, the hardest part of getting a plane off the ground is getting off the ground. Once they're in the air, that's the easy part. That's the easy part. So for example, we will get more things done in one day than we can get done in a month. We can work one day, and we can get paid for a whole month. So we can do those things. We should be seeing those things, amen? We stopped saying we're busy, and we don't like it when people say, you're busy, oh, you're busy, I get it, you're busy. No, we don't say we're busy. We are productive. That's the words that we say, and we catch ourselves still, because we just recently started doing that, but we are productive. When people, you'll just be busy and not get anything done. Just running here and there, not get anything done, yeah. When people say, I don't know how you guys get things done, it's not going to be us. It's going to be the anointing. And it's not just going to be us. We have an awesome team and an awesome church body to be able to get some of these things done. And you guys also have gifts and abilities on the inside of you that God's going to be using. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's pray. Father God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. We do hear you tonight. And I thank you, Father God, that we will start looking into this. That the Holy Spirit will show us, will reveal things to us of how we need to do things, how we need to change this, because this is going to give you a better effect at the end. It's going to be more profitable. It's going to help you in the long run, whatever the situation may be. Thank you, Lord, for your wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for the voice of the Holy Spirit on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us around all the little hardships, around all the hills and everything else. We get to go on that straight path. Hallelujah. Your yoke is easy and your burden is light. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we give you glory for that. And we magnify your name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is good. All